Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about water crisis can have serious impact on the construction industry. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. The summer has dried up many lakes and many bodies in many parts of the country. Not only U.S., but many countries all around the world are facing severe water shortage and are finding it difficult to sustain. Agriculture sector that depends primarily on the rainwater is not doing well because of the acute deficiency, and the most likely of the prices of agriculture products will shoot up considerably in coming days. So it is only affecting the agriculture sector in major ways, or there are other industries that as well as being hit hard by this issue. Water, which is such an important component in our day-to-day lives, sacrificing of it can affect many industries, and our scarcity of can affect many industries, and some of the most profitable industries take a beat down or a backseat as far as their business are concerned. One such industry is the construction industry. Is currently facing the brunt of the water shortage. Water is required to immense quantity in the construction site, not just for keeping employees hydrated, but also for other purposes like mixing cement with sand, spraying the water on the ground to restrict the flow of dust on the job sites, etc. It also requires a clean, heavy equipment, and a lot of water is required for that purpose. Fluctuations in the price of fuel has a big impact on this industry, but shortage of water can have a lasting impact on many big construction companies. You need the fuel to run the heavy equipment, but you need water to meet every small need of yours, which can't be compensated by any other component. Countries in the Gulf are paying a heavy price to the port water from their sources to the construction site, which is why the prices of the final product is relatively high. A big construction company has to spend a lot of money on aqua, and if it is, and in this crisis, then they have to experience shutting down the project. His workforce will need water to drink, and if he can't even provide the basic necessity, he will soon find people leaving his company. But the fact is, drinking water has never been such a big issue in this country. The construction laborers are able to get drinking water while they are at the job site. The problem is the water that is needed for the construction purposes. There, they might feel the pinch, and it is definitely a pain a lot. Definitely a pain a lot. Again, density in your soil, you've got to use water. So, you know, it's very necessary on the construction site. Many parts of Asia or South America, the construction sector has already taken a backseat due to sacrifice or scarcity of water. The government in such countries have curtailed the use of water for construction purposes, which has had a big impact on overall sector. Though they understand that this crisis is not going to be forever, and till the time that it does not rain, the problem might remain. However, once it starts raining, things might come back on to normal. But the important part is sustain till the time it has. Okay, let me repeat that. But the important part is to abstain till the time it is not a monsoon. Again, water is very important in all construction sites. For your drinkers, your employees, you name it, your job site, the soil density, you got to have water. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.